Next up, OMG Awkward Turtle.
I don't have a mother either. She's in heaven with my baby sister. But that doesn't mean I can't talk to her. I talk to her all the time. I tell her everything, and I know she hears me because that's what angels do. My mom is an angel, and yours is too. And with beautiful satin wings, a silk dress, and a crown of baby rosebuds, and they all live together in a castle. And do you know what it's made out of? Sunflowers. Hundreds of them. So bright, they shine like the sun. And when they want to go anywhere, they just whistle like this. And a cloud swoops down to the front gate and picks them up. And as they ride through the air, over the moon and through the stars, until they are hovering right above us. That's how they can look down and make sure we're all right. And sometimes they even send messages. Of course, you can't hear them with all the noise you are making. But don't worry, they'll always try again. Just in case you miss them.
Make something perverted out of that, you sick bastard.
Actually, I was gonna say that this made me really, really hot. It did.
What?
Because I could hear the fan in the background, and that just made me warm.
Thanks for totally bumming me out, hardcore turtle. This was depressing, first of all.
I don't have a mother either.
You just said your mom's asleep.
She is asleep in heaven.
You have a mother.
No,
Whoa.
Whoa.
You have some issues.
No, I don't.
Here's the thing. Well, go ahead.
No, you were about to say something.
I'm irritated because there's been a lot of good auditions tonight. So, like, we're putting too many good people... We're putting too many people through Scarlet.
Okay.
For me, I like this. It didn't really have levels, but I don't think it needed levels. It kept it a nice... You didn't sound like you were reading, and I thought this was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me sad.
It made you sad. I have one nitpick. Puffs, just general tip, you know, if you're ever going to whistle or, like, do anything that involves heavy breathing, just face away from the mic. Big time. That's just all I can say.
You had to throw in the heavy breathing. Here's the weird thing, Scarlett.
What?
You hear sexual things in monologues, and I hear sexual things in your critiques. It's like the circle of life.
Sure.
Only not.
Well, I never hear sexual things from you, so
yeah,
I don't know if that means
I'm
something.
I'm respectful of you.
What?
I'm
oh.
respectful of you, and you. I find you repulsive. Okay.
I am repulsive. I am repulsively amazing.
She is repulsive. Everybody stop creeping on her. It's a yes from me, Turtle.
Yes.
Yes from you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. We are now on to Bryson Bogus, another acted returnee.
Oh my gosh, so many.
This is from an Irish play called The Cripple of Inishmen. And his school performed this play this past summer with him playing the main character, Cripple Billy.
Oh my god!
He loved this character so much and he loves the monologue from the play, so we decided to use it as his audition for the show. Background of the monologue, Scarlett. Are you ready?
Yes.
Soon after the beginning of the play, Billy finds out that some people from Hollywood are filming a documentary called The Man of Erin, which is a real movie, BTW, he says, on an island that wasn't too far away from them. So he goes to a fisherman he knows named Bobby. When Bobby refuses to give him a ride on his boat to the island of the filming, Billy gives him a letter that is supposedly from the doctor, but Billy forged it, saying that Billy has TB, which he says is tuberculosis because he thinks we're stupid. I've seen Moulin Rouge. I know what tuberculosis is. Which at the time, 1940s, was deadly. Thank you. Thank you again for making us feel really stupid. Bobby's wife died from the exact same illness not long before this play takes place. So, feeling sorry for Billy, he agrees to take Billy to the island. Near the end of the play, Bobby finds out the letter Billy gave him was a fake. So he goes in a deep rage to Billy to confront him about it, with a lead pipe, no less. When Billy notices that Bobby found out about the letter, he says this monologue to Bobby to try and explain why he did the awful deed he did, and try to get Bobby to forgive him. Not to mention Bobby is now, at this point, apparently carrying a lead pipe.
Wow, I feel as though I don't even need to see the play anymore.
I don't need to. I don't need to, the monologue. I say yes based on your description. But I guess we should listen anyway.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Bobby, I do believe I owe you an explanation. You see, I had to get away from this island, like my mom and dad. Going and drowning myself, I'd often think of, just to end the laughing at me. The village orphan, the village cripple, and nothing more. There's plenty of people on this island that are just as crippled as me, only it's not on the outside that it shows. But you see, Bobby, you're not one of them. You have a kind heart on you. And I guess that's why it was so easy to cod you with the TB letter. I know what I did was wrong. But I had thought, or at least I'd hoped that if you had a choice between you being codded for a while and me doing away with myself, you'd choose you being codded every time. Was I wrong, Bobby? Was I?
All right, Scarlett.
All right.
The build-up for this in the email was longer than the actual audition. But we have everything we need to know now. We know the context of what this monologue was.
Yeah.
Which is helpful, I think.
Well, I mean, it'll get you a better critique, I guess. But
let's test out that theory. What'd you think?
Well, I thought even without the big backstory, it would have been a good monologue. But with it, I feel as though you probably could have acted more fearful, because didn't he have, like...
He had a lead pipe.
Yeah, a lead pipe. So if someone was threatening me with a lead pipe, I would be fucking scared. Excuse my language.
That's how I got her to judge Act It 4.
Yeah, that actually is it.
Lead pipe all the way. She ran down the asphalt like a bat out of hell.
Because bats run. But that's cool. I understand.
It's a figure of speech, Scarlett.
Okay, whatever.
Everything doesn't have to be so literal. How come you can hear sex references where there are none, but you can't take a figure of speech?
Because I'm Canadian.
Okay. Yeah, it could have been a lot. I think you could have been a lot more scared. Mm. I actually think in this case the explanation hurt you.
That's what I meant by the better critique.
I don't know.
I thought it was really good, though. It had high energy, and it just... I liked his voice. It was very young and youthful. It made me feel like a pedophile.
Whoa. He is actually very young and youthful, so calm down.
I'll calm my horses.
He's in high school, you sick bastard.
Oh.
He looks like Neil Patrick Harris. So on that basis, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
All right. Good job, Bogus, or Bryson Bogus. See, he used to be Bogus Bryson, and then he switched it up.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the debut of Bryson Bogus.
It's like the Billy Bob thing that you did earlier.
Billy Bob, Bryson Bogus.
Billy Bob, Bryson Bogus.
The Pod is up next.
Yes.
He's doing the V from Vendetta speech that never works on Act It, so I'm hoping that you do this justice, Pod. Let's listen.
Good luck.
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for this interruption. I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility of repetition. I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, thereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday. I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I expect even now orders are being chanted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way. Why? Because while the transcend may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, There's something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where you once had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and submitting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Believe me, war, terror, disease, there were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you see nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
Pot, you are the reason that we're recording this episode, because apparently you threatened or bribed Scarlett in some way to make me do the episode.
No, actually, it was totally different. I went to him being all like, you want to be on this, right?
Don't taunt the contestants, Scarlett.
Yeah, I know. I've been doing that to everyone.
It's your fault that, you want to be on the show I'm judging.
That is how I talk.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Your accent was coming out. I know V has an accent, but like yours was coming out, Pot, and you were so much better about hiding your accent last season. Not that your accent's an issue, but for this, I don't know. It was kind of one note.
It was just like you were reading. And I feel as though that you could have built it up more, because I don't know. The thing about such like a popular monologue, I'm going to say, because V for Vendetta.
Okay, actually, I was wrong. This particular monologue from V for Vendetta has never been done.
Oh. But
there's a different V monologue that floats around every season.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I get it. He was reading a speech. I get that. I just think that's a bad idea to do on a show where you have to show levels and not sound reedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were trying to convey that you were reading something, then you succeeded at that. But that's not really the spirit of the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Read It, Scarlett.
Oh, sorry. I'll go leave. I'm going to stop judging now.
But first critique this and then you can leave.
Okay. Critique this and the rest of the people that we have to do.
While you were... This was so boring that Scarlett started attacking me during the listen. So thanks, Pod.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're kidding about what?
You said it, but I just kidded for you.
You're like, oh, no, I'm just kidding. She punched me and she slapped me. So I blame you for that, Pod. Although I kind of liked it. All right, critique it already.
I was in the middle of it, but then you interrupted me, and now I
just... I'm just kidding.
Screw you. Yeah, I would say it probably needed to build up a bit more. And what I was going to say is just, like, with something as popular as V from Vendetta...
V from Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
He's V and he's from Vendetta.
Okay, it's so popular that I don't know what it's called. That just... You don't want to imitate anyone. You want to find your own way to say certain things while it's still, like, being in character. But, you know.
You can go your own way.
Add more energy and more levels.
Here's what I want from you, Pot. I want to hear that Raining Blood monologue that I make you do every season. If you re-audition with that monologue, I will put you through no matter what. because I like that monologue and it's perfect for you.
You hear
and
that?
Scarlett, I want Scarlett to... She needs to be de-virginized to that monologue.
Ooh.
Because she finds sex in all the monologues that like aren't sexual, but this one she'll have no problem with.
Okay, yeah, you definitely have to do that one.
So it's a no for me for now, but if you can get that together in the next 2 days, then I'd love to hear it. And yeah. I will say yes no matter what.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up is Mick Tricky, who I love. Mick Tricky has not had good luck on acting in the past, Scarlett.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know that he's ever gotten through monologues, but I hope that this is the season because I really always like him and I always want him through. He maybe got through one time, but Mick Tricky, let's listen to him.
Okay.
Oh, you should see her. Little temptress. Black hair, eyes as dark as night, and a smile. So bewitching. Like the devil's bride. Like Eve holding the apple. Her eyes sparkling. Just daring you. Laughing. Begging you to take a bite. Promising untold pleasures if you just have the courage to grasp it. To take her in your arms. How can a man be expected to resist such temptation? You're the only one who understands me, Heichi. Why don't I like things which aren't forbidden? Why should I always, even at the moment of ecstasy, be reminded of some stupid law? This passion, I'm telling you, it'll turn my hair grey and lead me to the grave. Or prison. I mean, is it really my fault if she's a few years younger than the law allows? I mean, how was I to know, huh? Besides, it's only our society, you know, that makes this such a crime. In the old days, it was quite normal. It was expected. Everybody did it. Mary and Joseph, even. She was only 13, you know, but nobody judges them. And you can't tell me she didn't know exactly what she was doing. This girl, by the way, not the Virgin Mother. I didn't teach her anything, if you know what I mean. But her parents don't see it that way. And they know they've got me by the throat. I can't go to jail, H.E. I wouldn't last a month. I'm an intellectual, a man of refinement. The jails in this country, they don't discriminate between men of my kind and real criminals. They'd eat me alive.
All right. It's another monologue that got Scarlett all excited.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
I really do want you in. And I liked when you were talking about the naked chick holding the apple. That part I liked.
Of course.
What did you think, Scarlett?
I think you needed to work on enunciation and some of your words slurred together. But I liked the monologue.
Yeah, you've got to watch your speaking because you do have an accent, which is not an issue, but you talk super fast. And then it also sounded very reedy to me. And at one time you said, in the old days, like you stumbled a little on it and you didn't redo that. So it sounded like a one-take cold read to me, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
That was my issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I defer to Scarlett. Scarlett, yes or no?
I'm going to actually say no.
I'm going to say no, too. I wanted to give you the chance. It sounded like you might say yes, so I wanted to at least him to have one yes, but I guess not. Hope you resubmit by the 22nd, though.
Mm-hmm. That's why we did this. This was a good idea.
Okay. Woo, another acting noob coming your way. Haha,
oh,
I've been meaning to audition for the last two seasons but kept missing. By the way, I hope you both don't like cats. I don't, so I'm excited. This is Jeffers, by the way. I'm excited to hear what this is going to be because I hate cats. Thoughts on cats?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's do this.
Pets like people. I like dogs. They're friendly and engaging, and they just want some lovin'. Cats, on the other hand, they'll occasionally brush up against you, but their attitudes are completely different. One would be like, "Hey, buddy, yeah, just stroke my back right here, okay, will you, master?" A dog, on the other hand, is much more humble. He'll come up to you and sit there and give you the look. "Hi, did I say I love you today? Oh, I didn't? Well, I do!" Dogs like playing with you, too. They run around you all excited, and they'll do that pretend bite thing. Cats usually have fun by themselves, because that's the way they like it. Bouncing around vertically, attacking little balls, and there's nothing like destroying your couch with their sharp claws, right? On top of that, I find dogs much more social than cats. They're even more social with each other. You'll be out walking your dog and meet up with another dog. I like to imagine what they're saying to each other. Sometimes they'll have a quick bark to establish who's a type A personality, and once that's set aside, they can move on to the next level. Let me smell your ass! Okay, let me smell your ass! I think dogs smelling each other's asses is like exchanging resumes. Hi, my name is Buck. I also go by Bucky, and... well... if you'd like to know me better, then may I invite you to smell this?
Okay. Scarlet. Cats have fun by themselves, and that's the way they like it. Did you take that as sexual?
No. I took, let me smell your ass.
I don't know what... that's not really it.
No, it wasn't. But when he talked about... no.
I just like the word ass.
No, I do. I do like ass.
See, Scarlet, here's what you have to understand.
Okay.
When a dog doesn't like you, it'll growl at you and tell you. But when a cat will pretend to like you and then let you pet it and then will randomly call the shit out of your hand. Also, I used to have a cat that could open doors and it was fucking terrifying. Closed doors, it could open with its claws. But about that, let's talk about Jeffers.
Oh, that was funny.
I very much enjoyed this monologue. I thought you read it very well. And you just have a likable voice.
I liked your dog impression.
Yeah. I thought this was cute. Maybe it wasn't like... I don't know. It was good. I liked it. It didn't sound reedy to me. It was funny and it was entertaining. And I think you have a likable voice and I liked it.
Yeah.
That's not a critique, Scarlet.
I'm so tired. That's not a critique either. I liked it. I don't know. It was. I just remember the beginning when you said the dogs and how they just want some loving, and just all I could think was like bestiality.
Scarlet.
But
you're so weird tonight.
I know.
Okay. We recorded the other night, and Scarlet was drunk, and she was not this weird.
I know. I'm tired. When I'm
tired. Scarlet is scary.
I'm so weird when I'm tired.
CS for me.
CS for me, too.
All right, so Julie H., Blackjack AV, Lord of the Morning, Apotheria, Will Navison, OMG Aqua Turtle, Bryson Bogus, and Jeffers, you are through. Whereas Zane, Pot, and McTricky, please re-audition in the next 2 days.
Oh,
thank
baby.
You guys for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you would like to say?
Nope.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.